chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. This is the word of the Lord. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things, about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people." And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, "And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. This is the word of the Lord. In the book of Deuteronomy, the prophet Moses addresses the people. He addresses the people of Israel before they finally enter into the land of promise. Moses himself would not go with them into that land. And though he saw it from afar, he was to die before they crossed the Jordan. But before parting from them, he foretold that another would come after him, one who was like him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. As the Lord had spoken to Moses, I will raise up from them a prophet like you from among their brothers. And I will put my words into his mouth. And he shall speak to them all that I command him. Whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. With the death of Moses, there came the expectation of the coming of another like Moses. But though there were many prophets who came after Moses, such as Samuel or Elijah or Elisha or Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, we do not find in any one of them the fullness of this promise. As Peter declares in Acts chapter 3, verse 24, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him, they all proclaimed these days. All of the prophets after Moses, they declared the coming of a prophet in the likeness of Moses. And so the days of which Moses spoke were not the days of Samuel or the days of Elijah or the days of Isaiah. They were the days of Christ. He is the prophet like Moses, whom God raised from among his brothers. This is why it was necessary that he be born in our likeness, in order that he might be raised from among us. And so it happened that he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and he was born of her for us, that he might be raised from among us. But though he came in our likeness, he was also more than our likeness. He was not only born of Mary, was also born of God, the only begotten Son of God, begotten, not made. And so though he was like Moses, he is also far greater than Moses. For while Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant, Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And while the Lord spoke to Moses, as a man speaks to his friend, the Lord spoke to Christ not only as a man speaks to his friend, but as a father speaks to his beloved son. One may become a servant of God through Moses, but one may only become a son of God through Christ. While Moses was not able to lead the people of God into the land of God's rest, the same is not true for Christ. For though, like Moses, Christ also died, he was then raised. Having been raised from the dead, he ascended into heaven, to the place of God's rest. And from that place, he has poured out his Spirit upon us. And by his Spirit, he leads us. He leads us to that same place. He brings us to that same rest. In Christ, we find at last the prophet like Moses. In Christ, we also find a prophet greater than Moses. To hear him is to hear the Lord. Which brings us to the point of what Peter was saying. Verse 23, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to the voice of that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. If Christ is indeed this prophet, then you must listen to his voice. And if you refuse to listen to him, if you ignore him, if you despise him, know for certain you will be destroyed. You will be cut off from his people. Now, as we listen to what Moses and Peter say, we might wonder how that is different from any other prophet. After all, each of the prophets spoke the word of the Lord. That is what it means to be a prophet. A prophet is one who speaks God's very words. And any time the word of the Lord is spoken, those who hear it, they have an obligation to heed it. To ignore it, or to despise it, brings doom upon one's head. In what way, then, are we to understand the difference between listening to the word of God as spoken by the prophets, and listening to the word of God as spoken by Christ? We might understand the difference as being in the fact that Christ himself is more than a prophet, that Christ himself is God. And so in speaking the word of God, he is not only speaking the word of another, but he is speaking his own word. Indeed, is he himself not named the word? The word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And if we follow this thought, we may begin to understand why listening to Christ is of even greater significance than listening to the prophets. And that not only because he is God, or because he is the Word, but because in him we have the fullness of God's word, the fullness of his word that he has spoken to man. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The point of what we are saying is this. Christ, the Word, he is the final Word of God. Christ is the fullness of God's Word, and he is the final Word. He is the beginning. He is the end. There is nothing more to be said than what has now been said in Christ. If the voice of Christ is the final word, then what hope do we have if we reject it or ignore it or despise it? For the one who is the final word, he will have the last word. There is nothing more to be said than what he has said. To reject his word, to ignore it, to despise it, leaves us without hope. And there is nothing more for us but to be destroyed. This is the warning that Peter lays upon his brothers to whom he spoke. And the weight of that warning is so great, it can only be borne by the one who humbles himself upon hearing it and repents. Listen to Christ. Be destroyed. It is as simple as that. It was a warning not only to the house of Israel, it is a warning to us as well. It is a warning to you. Listen to Christ or be destroyed. What does it mean to listen? What does it mean to listen to him? Verse 22, you shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. To listen can mean different things. To listen can mean to pay attention. To pay attention to what is being said. When a man listens to his wife, it should at least mean that he is giving her his attention. That he is giving consideration to what she says. While it may mean more than this, to listen to Christ certainly requires more than this. For when he speaks, we are not only to give him our attention. When he speaks, we are not only to give consideration to what he has said. When Christ speaks, we must follow what he has said. And what has he said? Follow me. listen to him in whatever he tells you. It's to follow him wherever he leads you. To listen is to obey. But do not misunderstand. It is not bare obedience of which we speak. As when a people submits to a tyrant. To listen is to trust. To trust is not only an act of obedience, it is an act of love. To trust him is not only to obey him. To trust him is to love him. To trust him is to heed whatever he says, and to follow him wherever he leads. Not only out of bare duty to him, because the sound of his voice is our greatest desire, and his presence is our chief delight. Obedience may follow his voice into the darkness, simply because he has called us to do so. But trust is something more. Trust follows his voice into the darkness because he is there. And we would rather be with him in the darkness than without him in the light. To listen to him is not only to obey him. To listen to him is to trust him. Listen not only to avoid destruction. Listen that we might learn his love. And if this is what it means to listen, how are we to listen? For we have never seen him or heard him. Even now, we do not see him or hear him. But consider that the same was true for those to whom Peter first spoke these words. You shall listen to him in whatever he says. For even then, Christ had already ascended into heaven. And even then, he did not speak to his people with a voice from heaven. Even then, he had already begun to speak on earth through the voice of the church. Church is the voice of Christ upon earth. She speaks his words and not her own. When she speaks her own words, they lack authority and power. But when she speaks his words upon the earth, it is as though the voice of Christ is speaking from heaven. For he gave his words to the apostles. The apostles have given them to us. The church is that place where Christ may be found. And the church is that place where his voice may be heard. Let us then attend to his word. Let us attend to his word in this place. Do not suppose that in rejecting what you hear, you are rejecting or ignoring or despising the word of men. To reject the voice of the church on earth is to reject the voice of Christ in heaven. To reject the voice of Christ is to reject the voice of the one who sent him. It is to reject the voice of the Lord. And when at last that voice is heard, it will shake the heavens and the earth. And all who despised it or ignored it, they will melt away in fear. But those who listened to it, who heeded it and cherished it, they will rejoice. For the sound of that voice will not be unfamiliar to them. It will be the voice of one they have heard. It will be the voice of one they have come to trust and love. And then they will hear it forever. And forever it will speak to them love. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ is risen. Listen to him. Amen. Yeah.